The volley pass saves one championship point. It's out, and there's the championship for Billie Jean.
The sound of victory, something tennis legend Billie Jean King knows very well. 50 years ago, King won the first of 20 Wimbledon titles. And in the official history of the championships, Billie Jean King is called the most dynamic and prolific winner ever to play at Wimbledon. Her prowess on the court helped to redefine society's view of women in sports, and she is still championing the cause of equal opportunities for women athletes. Billie Jean King joins us on the phone from Wimbledon. Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And tell us what you remember about that win back in 1961. It was in women's doubles.
Well, Karen Hance was my partner. She was 18. It was her second year at Wimbledon, and I was 17, my very first year at Wimbledon in 1961. We just were so happy, and Karen kept telling me we could win the whole thing, and I kept saying, you're crazy. There's no way. And we had no money. We couldn't even go to the Wimbledon ball because we didn't have enough money to buy a dress
to go
to the ball. In those days, it was amateur tennis. We weren't making big prize money like the people that you see today, with all the millions that the top players make. So everything was very tight. I was just going to start going to California State University at Los Angeles in the fall. So we giggled our way through the championships. It's one of my fondest memories ever. I still see Karen and her husband, Rod Sussman, every year.
And you have gone to every single Wimbledon ever since.
I have. I have not missed a year, and I'm really glad I haven't. I started thinking about it about 2 years ago. I said, you know what? It's going to be close to 50 years, and sure enough, this is it.
What are you excited about this year, Billie Jean King?
You know what I'm excited about is the fact that it's wide open in the men's and the women's, and I'm thrilled that Serena and Venus are back playing. I'm very happy that Maria Sharapova has found her form again, and I'd like to see Wozniacki, who's number one in the world. I'd like to see her do well, and then Li Na, who won, is the first Chinese person ever to win a major. She won the French. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how all these people play. And then on the men's side, I love the way Djokovic, he's really played the best of anyone this year. And obviously Federer and Nadal. I love the way they play. They have a contrast of styles, which I think always makes it wonderful and wonderful rivalry. Very, very much like Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert were, or maybe McEnroe Borg for a short while.
What is your take on the state of U.S. tennis these days?
We're not doing well. We know it. It's a reflection of, you know, sports are a microcosm of society, and it's a reflection on the way the world's going, that we're having to compete with the whole world. And when I was playing, I don't think people realize we really weren't competing with the entire world. I think it gets back to education and a mentality, and, you know, we have a lot of American kids out there I know that can be great tennis players.
Can you tell us what it feels like to hit a perfect shot?
It feels like it's mind, body, and soul totally integrated for one perfect moment. And you feel like you're one with yourself and one with the universe, all in a very split moment.
The first time you do it, do you have time to stop and think, gee, I just did that? Or is it just all moving so fast?
No, it's just a split moment.
Yeah.
And you're in the now. You're totally in the process in the moment. That's when you're in the zone in anything. And all you do in life, if you're engaged in the moment, that's when life, I find, is the most, it's most gratifying.
Billie Jean King, this year marks the 50th anniversary of her first win at Wimbledon. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.